There has been a national surge of mostly young and Democratic women seeking elective office this fall, and it is swamping ballots in Maryland as well. WYPR's Karen Hosler reports that one such example can be found in the 30th District State Senate race.
Thank you all for being here tonight.
The crowd for the Sarah Elfrith town meeting on curbing gun violence was small, padded a bit by aides to her state Senate campaign. Even so, enthusiasm among those who turned out was bad news for Ron George, her Republican opponent. A former two-term member of the House of Delegates, George, 65, was sliced out of his Annapolis area district in 2012 by Democratic mapmakers. He has spent years ever since trying to make a comeback. He even moved into the current district's boundaries. His return to office is threatened, though, by a political newcomer less than half his age. Elfrith, who just turned 30, may benefit from what appears to be a surge of support for Democrats generally and women in particular. Melissa Deckman, a political science professor at Washington College, says President Trump's disparaging treatment of women has helped galvanize candidates like Elfrith to make long-shot bids for elective office.
And who are the ultimate outsiders in American politics but women, right? And so that, I think, has also been an empowering force for a lot of Democratic women.
Deckman and Malia Cromer, who runs the Goucher poll, reported that approximately one-third of Maryland candidates for the state legislature this year are women, compared to one-fourth in 2014. Their success is not at all guaranteed, however. Elfrith launched her campaign last year well behind George in funding and name recognition. Democrats have a 4-3 margin over Republican voters in the 30th district, but that's not nearly as favorable as the Democrats' 2-1 margin statewide. A former lobbyist for the National Aquarium, Elfrith says she has tried to overcome George's advantages by meeting as many voters as possible. Her Facebook page boasts a heavy schedule of events.
As a first-time candidate, I bring new energy and new ideas. I also bring a different perspective on how to represent. And I want to continue doing the same things that I've done in the campaign, which is, you know, constantly out in the community.
In talking with voters, Elfrith says she focuses on issues that are chief concerns among women, such as childcare, health care, and schools. Meanwhile, George, who has run a jewelry store on Main Street in Annapolis for nearly 3 decades, declares himself an advocate for small business. He recently organized a protest against a bike lane on Main Street installed by Mayor Gavin Buckley without approval from the city council. George says the new traffic design threatens local businesses because it robs parking spaces.
Gavin has said, well, his plan further down the road is to get rid of all the meters and all the cars. That'll work in some towns, some cities, but not here.
George considers himself an environmentalist. He is most proud of legislation that encourages the use of wind power to reduce reliance on non-renewable energy sources.
I just believe in working on doing things that work, and I think having that business sense helps you with that.
His record wasn't green enough, though, to win an endorsement from the Maryland League of Conservation Voters. Robert Gallagher, co-chairman of the Anne Arundel County chapter, said the decision wasn't a close call.
I've known Ron for years. He's a very good guy, and I think he was a good legislator. But if you take his record overall, more than a majority of the bills that came before him in the General Assembly that were supported by the environmental community, he voted against them.
By contrast, Gallagher said, Elfrith has been an unflinching advocate for the environment for more than a decade, and an effective one at that.
Young blood will be good.
If she wins, Elfrith may be the youngest woman ever elected to the Maryland Senate by 13 years. I'm Karen Hosler for 88.1 WYPR.